Now we've got John in Pennsylvania who's calling in with an insulation question. What can we do for you today, John?
I've got a question concerning installing insulation in my attic.
Okay. Okay.
Do I need to protect the gap between the roof sheathing and the sheathing of the wall? The house does not have an overhang. It's a simple gable roof with vents at either end and a ridge vent. But where the wall sheathing meets the roof sheathing, there is a gap of approximately 1/8 of an inch. And I was advised that that gap should be protected by a home inspector.
No, wait a minute. So you're talking about you're going to re-roof, and you have a gap between the wall sheathing and the roof sheathing. And isn't the roof going to go over that gap and hang over the outside wall?
Well, the gap is between the underside of the roof sheathing and the wall sheathing. There is essentially no overhang.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I don't understand. The sheathing is not part of... Is he worried about water getting in?
No. The question is for insulation purposes, do I need to keep that?
No.
So that doesn't act like a soffit vent, that little gap?
No. I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay.
I don't think it's an issue.
I noticed that if I install drip edge on the roof when I have it re-roofed, that gap is going to be closed by the drip edge.
That's my point. Yeah, you can roof right over that.
Okay. That answers my question.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.